Shift for Mishnah 8. Rabbi Shah Omer, Ta'inim Shechores Malus Es Levanos, black figs and all white ones, Levanos Malus Es Shechores, and white ones and all black ones. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a case where one Truma fig, which is black, let's say, falls into a mixture which has 50 normal chulin, normal black figs, and 50 normal white figs. So do the 50 white and black combine together to nullify the one truma black fig that has fallen in? That is the question over here. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that they do. That normally this scenario wouldn't work. Normally what the prohibited item is, which falls into the mixture, must be indistinguishable from the mixture that it falls into. And it's not indistinguishable from the white figs, clearly, the black fig that has fallen in. But over here, nevertheless, says Rabbi Yeshua, you can combine the white and the black figs, the 50 and the 50, to nullify the single one black fig of Truma that has fallen in. There's different opinions in the Rishonim as to exactly how this works. Just to take the easiest opinion of the Rashba, that what is going on over here is that it was the sages that instituted the extra stringency of 100-to-1. And when they instituted that stringency of 100-to-1 ratio, that's not a normal ratio, so they instituted other leniencies around that to mitigate the strictness of the 100-to-1 ratio. And this is one of the things that they instituted. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, that would be okay. One black fig falls into a mixture, one black fig of Truma falls into a mixture of 50 black figs and 50 white figs, which are chulin, which are normal, not Truma. The mixture of 100 nullifies the one that has fallen in. What you would do in practically is take out one black fig, any black fig, give it to a Kohen, and the rest of the mixture would be permitted to non-Kohanim. And that would also apply igulei devela hagadolim, if it was a large cake of figs, and hagadolim alis esaktanim, if you had a large cake and you had a small cake, and you had lots of these cakes mixed together, 50 and 50, and one, let's say, large cake fell in, it would nullify it. Or one small cake fell in, it would nullify it. So large and small cakes also combined together to nullify large or small cakes. Hagulim malim es hamalbinim, also round ones and rectangular ones. Valmalbinim malim es hagulim, and rectangular ones can annul round ones. So that's all Rabbi Shur's logic, his sforah, that this is how it works. Rabbi Eliezer Oiser, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with what Rabbi Shur says. And he holds that the white, let's take the case of the figs, it's the easiest one, in the case of 50 white figs, 50 black figs, they can't combine together to nullify one black truma fig that falls in there. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, Be'adur ma naflu, he says that, says Rabbi Akiva, if it is known what falls in, then ein malos zuezu, then essentially agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that they do not nullify. If we know that one black fig fell in, or we know that one white fig fell in. But where Rabbi Akiva is a little bit more lenient than Rabbi Eliezer, he says, but if we don't know what fell in, then they will combine to annul one another. What that means is that if one fig fell in to the 50 black and 50 white, and we don't know what color fell in, we don't know if it was a black fig or a white fig, in that case, says Rabbi Akiva, the 50 white and 50 black would combine together to nullify the one that fell in. Says the Kohati that the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva. Generally, they can't combine to nullify unless you don't know. There's an uncertainty around what fell in. Then they can combine to nullify.